Joyce Carey plays Alice, with Pauline Letts and Harold Goodwin as Enid and Len Cooper, in Alice's Friend by Owen Holder.
I am 84, Mr. Cooper, but you see, I'm still vain.
Vain? What did you mean?
Well, she don't like to be seen wearing glasses.
That's funny.
That's why she wants a chauffeur.
Dinner's ready. You going to take the job, Len?
Well, I told her I wasn't keen.
Why is that, Mr. Cooper?
Well, frankly, madam, I'm a bit lazy.
Then why come to see me?
Well, your friend Mr. Hampton told me about it.
Yes, I thought he might know someone.
I worked 30 years for his firm, you see. I didn't want to upset him. He rang me.
She's very rich, Len, and she wants a driver. You did a bit of that at one time, didn't you?
Yeah, well, yes, Mr. Hampton, only for a while.
Just the chap. I mean to say, now you're it.
Well, I don't need to work, you know. I'm all right.
Oh, yes, of course.
And the doctor did say that I must watch you.
Oh, now, come on, Len. That was to pump up your pension. There's nothing wrong with you, and you know it.
That's true. All the same,
her husband was a very good customer of ours, Len. I'd like to do what I can for her.
He did warn me that you'd need a little pushing, Mr. Cooper.
It's nothing personal, madam. It's just I'm happy as I am.
Oh, I shouldn't want to disturb that.
I've got a pension, you see, from the firm. They gave me a bit of a handshake as well. Voluntary redundancy, you know.
I shouldn't need you for more than a few hours a week.
I'll see if I can find someone. Sorry. I'm out a lot, you see.
I believe you know all about engines and things.
Yes, I was on maintenance. I looked after everything in the machine shop.
Motor cars, too.
Oh, yes, motor cars.
Just the man everybody needs.
I'm always off somewhere, you see. I won't be tied.
Oh, no, I won't either. Not loose, but not tied.
That's it, madam.
Where do you live, Mr. Cooper?
Balham.
Oh, that is a bit of a way, I suppose.
Not in a car. Battersea Bridge, embankment. Easy.
Oh, yes.
I'm often up this way. Lords. You know, cricket.
Really?
I'm always there. In the winter, I watch a lot of football. I used to play both, you see. As a pro, I mean.
How exciting. Are you famous?
No, I never got very far, but I was in it. I said I would be at school, and I did.
That's the spirit.
Oh, sorry. I'm going on a bit.
Oh, go on, go on. I love talking. Shall we have coffee?
Well,
Good. I'll make some.
Did she say what she'd wanted to do, Len?
Oh, just take her shopping sometimes, visiting friends.
But out of London?
Now and again. She's got a house in Bucks somewhere. I'll just take her down and collect her.
Well, that wouldn't be much.
No, but I'll be going off, wouldn't I? You wouldn't like it.
You'd go off anyway.
More, I mean. She likes doing exhibitions.
Exhibitions? Of what?
Paintings, Mr. Cooper. The various galleries.
Are you a painter, madam?
Oh, no. I'm useless with my hands. I'm still trying to learn the piano. Do you take sugar?
Please. Oh, thanks. Would you mind if you smoke?
Not at all.
You're sure, madam? I mean, it's not done these days.
No. But if there's one habit worse than smoking, it's telling other people not to.
I'll remember that.
Do you go to look at paintings, Mr. Cooper?
Well, no. I go fishing.
Do you? My husband used to fish.
Did he?
I used to read a book or just look. Was very pleasant.
I'm sorry about your husband. Mr. Hampton told me.
He died only 2 years ago. We mustn't be greedy. We had 63 years.
That's my lifetime.
Really?
You've got to keep going, madam.
Yes, you have. Keep going. You're married, Mr. Cooper?
Oh, yes. She's younger than me, 11 years. Oh, she won't let me get old. I've got 2 sons as well, both married.
I've 1 son and 1 daughter, and they're married too.
I'm a grandfather, 5 times over. You got any, madam?
No, I haven't, I'm afraid.
We're always taking them out. On days, you know. That's another thing.
Yes, I do see. Have you ever driven a Bentley, Mr. Cooper? A Bentley?
I had a look at it when I left. Oh, 4 years old. It was her old man's. She wanted me to try it out.
Or didn't you?
Well, I mean, I couldn't, could I? I hadn't said I'd take the job. It's a lovely car.
Well, that's definite, is it? You won't do it?
Well, I didn't want to hurt her. I said I'd think about it.
Did she say what she'd pay you? £70 a week, Mr. Cooper.
A lovely sound, that door. 70?
Is that fair, do you think?
It's bloody fair, madam.
I want an expert, Mr. Cooper.
Oh, yes, a car like this. Gotta be. I serviced the governor's rolls. I loved it. I love this. She's a beauty.
We went to Scotland in her. That was our last holiday. He fished, of course. I so like to watch a man fish.
Do you, madam? The wives I know stay home.
We got us together, you see. He was so wrapped up in business right to the end. Our interests were quite different. That's why we got on. When we could talk, there was so much to talk about. I think that you and I would have got on very well, Mr. Cooper.
She sounds a nice old thing, Len.
She is.
You should have said yes.
I did.
What?
I'm going to do it.
You're not.
I am.
Well, you never asked me.
You didn't have to, did I?
Oh, you cunning old devil.
There you are. £70 in advance.
Oh.
Come in, Mr. Cooper. This is my daughter, Muriel.
Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning.
And this is my son, Charles.
How do you do?
Morning, sir.
Good of you to come along. We just wanted to meet you before anything settled.
They insisted, Mr. Cooper. But we knew at once, didn't we?
Knew what?
That we'd make a good team.
Team?
But we weren't here, Mother. Have you any references, Mr. Cooper?
The thing is, you see, it's a position of trust. If you have to come in the house at all, well, with all this valuable stuff about you...
Really, Charles?
Well, these things have to be said, Mother.
He's right, madam. I did steal a washer from the firm once.
Steal?
A washer?
Tap washer.
Oh.
It was on the floor of the gents and my bath tub at home.
Oh, I hardly think that counts, Mr. Cooper. I mean, you found it.
But it was stealing, Charles.
No, Mother.
Strictly speaking, it was.
Well, can we be serious? You do know what your duties would be, don't you?
Take the lady where she wants to go and bring her back. I reckon I can manage that.
You know your way about London?
Pretty well, I think.
What does that mean? How long have you driven in London?
46 years, madam.
You know all about cars, I believe.
Well, of course she does, Charles.
Mother, you're not as young as you were. You're too easily led.
Are you saying I'm balmy?
Don't be vulgar, Mother.
Father was an important man. He had a position. I want it kept up.
Charles, how can you be so rude?
Madam, your son and daughter only want to do the best for you.
Exactly.
It's only natural, this suspicion.
That's right. Well, thank you.
All you've got to do is put an ad in the papers and there'll be hundreds of replies. Then you can start going through them and interviewing them.
Oh, well, no, I don't.
Oh, you must, madam. Mind, it could be after the silver, like I could be.
Oh, no, Mr. Cooper.
Oh, I could, madam.
Mr. Cooper, we're not saying that.
But you're right to say it, sir, if you thought it. And if you do think it, I'd better go now.
Sit down, Mr. Cooper.
I don't want to stay, madam, if you're not sure. You see a few more blokes and then you'll be...
Of course we're sure, Mr. Cooper. I think you're just the chap we're after. Don't you agree, Muriel?
Absolutely. Well done, Mr. Cooper. Len, cup of tea, Len.
Oh, thanks, love. I was dreaming.
Breakfast ready.
Ooh. Sun's shining.
It's lovely. You off anywhere today?
Yorkshire at the Oval.
What about the old lady? It's nearly a week now.
I'm here, aren't I? I said ring any time.
But don't you think you ought to offer, Len? Take her for a drive. It's only fair. Better? Better. Interrupt.
It's me, madam.
Mr. Cooper, how nice to hear from you.
I was getting worried.
Worried?
Not hearing from you.
Oh, but there's been no cause, Mr. Cooper. I don't want to impose on you. You have your family.
Madam, you're not to think like that. You really are not.
Is that an order, Mr. Cooper?
Yes, madam, it is. You mustn't stay cooped up in that house all by yourself. It's not good for you. Now, how about today?
Today?
It's lovely out. Would you like to go for a drive somewhere? We could pop down to the country. Your house, if you like.
No, not today, I think. I'll potter about in the garden.
You sure?
Oh, yes, Mr. Cooper. I love my garden.
Well, don't overdo it now. That's another order.
I won't. Thank you again. Goodbye.
Goodbye, madam.
No going, eh?
You didn't try very hard.
Well, she doesn't want me going off and leaving you.
Oh, that's silly, Len. You're out a lot anyway. It's better you do something useful. Tell her that, Len.
I'll go. Hello?
What about Kew Gardens, Mr. Cooper? I haven't been inside the Palmer House for ages, have you?
No, madam. I haven't.
Then let's go today.
Why not?
Can Mrs. Cooper come too? Would she like to?
Well, yes, I'm sure.
Good. I'll put a picnic together while you're on your way here. Then we'll be all ready to go. How lovely. Goodbye, Mr. Cooper.
Oh, I can't believe it. The colours, they're gorgeous.
Are all these orchids, madam?
All of them. Isn't this one pretty? It's a white cattleya. And over here, look, this is my favourite. The lady's slipper. Sweet. So delicate. Do you know, Mrs. Cooper, how the orchid got its name?
No.
Well, it's very odd. The shape of some roots resembles what the Greeks called orchis. And orchis was their word for a gentleman's private parts. Oh! Shall we go and have our lunch now, Mrs. Cooper?
You can call me Enid, you know.
May I? My name is Ellis.
And he's Len.
Enid, Ellis and Len. Doesn't it flow nicely? I do hope you're not pining for your cricket, Mr. Cooper.
Oh, you mustn't worry about that.
I've never been to a game. Would you take me one day?
I'd like to, madam.
Oh, you'll hate it. Alice, it's all waiting for something to happen.
Oh, but all those beautiful young men you need. You won't mind escaping me, will you?
Oh, you do whatever you want. That's what it's for.
Oh, how exciting. Now, where shall we have lunch? Donald! Hello, darling. What are you doing here?
Rob's with me. Thought we'd pop in. Hello, Mum.
Hello, Robbie. Are Phyllis and Jean with you?
No, we've been down the timber yard.
I'll make a cuppa.
Cooking as usual, eh? What's all this about Dad, then? This job. What's she like?
Oh, sweet. She really is. He's out with her now.
Oh, works Saturdays now, does he?
Well, it's only the second time in a fortnight.
I want to watch it, Mum. Rich widow.
She's 84.
Where have they gone?
Some art gallery. It's the last day or something.
Art gallery? Dad? Well, 70 quid a week, who cares?
He bought me this new mixer.
Well, couldn't you have gone with them?
Well, I could have. No, thanks, not that. It's a Kandinsky, Mr. Cooper. He was Russian.
Oh. The colours are nice. Funny shape.
It's an abstract.
Yeah. Suppose it is. Don't understand it.
Nor do I. But I enjoy it. You won't forget it.
I can try.
Let it work on you. Just stand here for 2 minutes and look.
This is the accelerator cable, see? This leads to the pedal inside the car. And when you put your foot down, this is what happens.
Well,
it produces power, and the source of a car's power is petrol.
Yes, I do know that.
So, this cable operates the petrol pump here. And that makes the engine work.
It's a miracle, Mr. Cooper.
That's it, madam. Drive a car and you drive a miracle. Now, these spark plugs here...
Couldn't you tell me the rest over a glass of sherry, Mr. Cooper? You could draw pictures.
No, madam. The only way to learn about a car engine
is... But it's getting chilly.
Oh. Here, then. Put my jacket round you.
Oh. Oh, that's very kind, but there's a nice fire going in.
Look, do you want to know about how a car works, or don't you?
Yes, I do. I do.
Right. Then get your head down and listen. Your pistons are in these cylinders here. You got that?
Yes, Mr. Cooper.
Len?
Hello?
You won't be here Wednesday, but... Oh, Len! Oh, that looks marvellous.
New knocker, new letterbox, new handles. All in brass. How's that?
It's terrific. Oh, I feel so posh.
New finger plates as well. Wednesday, you said?
I'm going up to town to have my hair done.
Are you?
I want to look nice for Thursday.
Thursday?
It's our anniversary.
Oh, so it is. Yeah, you can have the car Wednesday.
I want you to drive me up.
What for?
Well, the parking and that. It's in the West End, you know me when I've had my hair done. I'm all nervous.
No, you should have told me. I'm going out.
Oh, you're not. Where?
Lord's.
Oh, is that all?
Well, the old lady's coming. I've got tickets.
Alice?
One day game. She'll love it.
Oh, Len, she's only going because you want to.
No, love. It's her idea. I won't have done nothing for her since last Friday, will I? I've got to earn my money.
Well, why does it have to be Wednesday?
Well, we'll make up for it Thursday, love.
You sure you'll have the time? You better ask Alice first. Lords, mother. Did you say Lords? Cricket? Yes. I had a whole day there with Cooper. He took me. For heaven's sake, why? I wanted to go.
It was so exciting. Those splendid young men in white and all that green grass and the running and catching and sixes and fours, I can't tell you. And we had a pork pie and a glass of beer in the tavern.
Pork pie and beer?
Yes. And then he said, would I like to meet the players? And I said, oh, yes, I would. Let's run. And we did. And I met them and talked to them and, oh, I was so thrilled.
Good God.
What a day.
Mother, I really do think... Just a minute. Who's that in the garden? Is it Cooper?
Yes, it is.
What on earth is he doing there?
Well, you can see, Muriel. He's tidying up the lawn.
But he's your chauffeur.
He has a kind nature, darling. I couldn't stop him.
You mustn't let him take you over, Mother. Charles would have done the lawn for you.
Would he? He hasn't been here for... When were you last here? 2 months ago?
You could have asked him.
I didn't have to ask Mr. Cooper. He took me up to the shops this afternoon, and when we got back, well, we simply got on with it.
But why would he even see the garden?
He helped me in with my things, and I had to give him tea.
You didn't have to at all.
Of course I did. Wouldn't you?
No. You don't ask a chauffeur in to tea.
Oh, but Mr. Cooper's more of a companion. Oh, Alice.
Can I help with the tea, Ma?
Oh, no, Phyllis, dear, thanks. Nearly ready. Don't leave the children.
They're romping around with Rob. Are we going to see Len at all?
He said he'd be back by 2, and look. 4:20 on a Sunday, too.
Taking Alice somewhere, has he?
Her other house, near Chesham, I think. Mm. She's staying there a few days. They went off at 10. She's found him something to do down there, I expect.
Is she like that?
Oh, no, she's nice. It's him. He's too willing.
Well, she's old. You've got to be kind, haven't you?
Well, there are limits.
Hello?
Oh, there he is. In here, Len. Where have you been?
Hello, love. Hello, Phyllis, dear. Where's everyone?
In the other room. What lovely flowers, Len.
Alice picked them for Enid. You should see her garden down there. Here are, love.
They're lovely. Why were you so long?
Why, she made me stop in the village for lunch.
Made you?
Oh, she's the governor, darling. There were one or two jobs in the house as well.
Told you, didn't I, Phyllis?
She'd been moaning, Phyllis.
Only a little bit.
Here, shall I take the trolley in?
No, just a sec. Jam. How long is she staying?
A week, I think. She'll ring when she wants fetching.
Well, at least you're clear for a few days.
Oh, there's one or two things I want to do on the car.
Oh, you're not.
Well, she says we can use it if we want.
The Bentley? That's nice.
Go off for a couple of days, shall we, love? In style, eh? Seaside or somewhere?
Oh, let's take the kiddies.
Oh, they'd love it.
Yes, we'll do that.
Mr. Cooper?
Hello?
I didn't expect to find you here.
Morning, sir.
Morning.
Just checking the car while your mother's away.
Good of you.
I'm doing the cat rods. I'll give it a service when me and Enid get back.
You and Enid?
My wife, sir. We're going away for a couple of days.
Oh, I see.
Your mother said we could. Of course.
Could what?
Use the car, sir.
Use the car?
Going out to Bournemouth, taking the grandchildren.
In this car? The Bentley?
Yes, sir. Your mother was very keen. I rang and asked her. Excuse me, won't you, sir? We want to get off this afternoon. Nothing I can do for you, is there, sir?
No, I always look in when my mother's away. Make sure everything's all right.
Well, you don't need to bother, sir. I'll see to that.
I meant in the house.
Yes, I've got the keys.
The keys to the house?
Your mother left them with me.
Did she?
Just as well. There was a cistern overflowing when I got here first thing. I've done it now.
Mr. Cooper, I'm sorry, but I can't allow you to use this car.
Pardon, sir?
It's part of her property, and that's my responsibility.
Yes, sir, but your mother
said
that...
You must understand, she's getting on in years. She's not well. No one in their right mind gives a chauffeur access to their house and lets him go swanning off in their car.
Your mother did, sir.
Exactly. She did, and she was quite wrong. God knows what my father would have said. No, that car stays in the garage, and that is final.
The mean old sod. Didn't you argue with him?
Of course I did. What's the use? He's her son. This suitcase isn't going to be big enough. Pajamas,
the kiddies were so looking forward to it.
Oh, we're still going, aren't we?
Not in the Bentley. It's not the same, is it? I'd like to know what Alice will have to say.
I'm not going to tell her.
You what?
Well, it's no good stirring this up with her and her son. She'll only be upset.
Oh, you make me mad. You always run away.
I'm not. Look, just forget it, love. And finish your packing, then.
I don't want to go now.
Oh, come on. It's going to be lovely down there with the kiddies on the sands and that.
Well, we're not going in style, like you said, are we? Like you promised. If you ask me, it was her idea.
What was? Oh, I forgot my razor and that.
Alice. She changed her mind about the car and told her son to say that.
You don't really mean that, do you?
I'm beginning to wonder.
Well, don't, love. It's silly and you know it.
Was everything in order down at the house, Mother?
Yes, darling. The garden's starting to look sad, even sadder than this one. I got up all the pelargoniums and put them in the greenhouse, so that's done.
You mustn't overdo it, Mother.
Mr. Cooper helped me. When he came to fetch me, he stayed the whole day and worked so hard.
Good. Shall we go in now?
Yes, dear. And you know that awful hole in the drive where the tree fell down? Mr. Cooper did that too. Mm. He's such a kind man.
Yes, I saw him when I was over here one day.
Did you?
He was working on the car. Didn't he tell you about that?
Was there something wrong with it?
No, I meant that... Well, let's have a drink, shall we?
Yes, a whiskey, please. Warm me up.
You left the keys with him?
Yes, I did.
Was that wise, do you think?
Oh, very. He looked in two or three times.
That was for me to do.
But you're always so busy, darling. He's taking me to the opera tomorrow.
Good.
It's his first time. He's rather excited about it.
You don't mean... He's not actually going with you. I mean, not with you.
Yes. I got two of the best stalls. Wasn't I lucky?
Brother, he's your servant.
No. He's my friend. Thank you, darling. Cheers.
Oh, my God.
What is it, Charles?
Mother, I want to talk to you. It's why I came over.
Oh, dear.
I've been thinking. In fact, I've discussed it with Muriel.
How is Muriel?
What? All right. That ghastly husband of hers is playing up again.
I do wish they could have stopped fighting long enough to have had children. I wish you had, too.
Well, Pammy and I never fight.
You never had children, either. I so miss my grandchildren. Mr. Cooper has such fun with his.
As I was saying, Mother...
I could have had great-grandchildren by now.
Mother, will you listen? I was thinking that now that you're getting on...
I'm not getting. I've got.
Two houses are one too many for you. It's too much. It worries me. And Muriel.
It doesn't worry me at all.
I think the time has come to sell this house and...
This one?
Yes, Mother. Sell it and move to the country for good.
I'm not going to sell.
For your health's sake.
My health? Dump me in the country and I'll be a compost heap in no time.
Oh, you won't be alone. I'll arrange staff to look after you.
I can look after myself. What would your father have said?
A damn good idea.
You'd never have got him to leave London. Not this house.
I do wish you'd listen to sense, Mother.
When I hear it, I will. Oh, Charles, dear, I know you mean well. At least I hope you do. But nothing on earth will get me out of London. The concerts and galleries aren't in bucks, are they? Besides, what about Mr. Cooper?
Hmm?
He wouldn't want me to go away.
He wouldn't?
I'd miss him, too.
Are you serious, Mother?
Oh, yes. We learn so much from each other.
Learn? You do? From a chauffeur?
Yes. I'm dreadfully ignorant. So is he. We all are.
Really, Mother?
I've only known my own sort and not so many of them. I let myself be left to myself too much.
What on earth do you mean?
Well, take you and Muriel. I haven't had much to do with either of you for 30 years.
Mother, we are married. So, incidentally, is Cooper.
Oh, I'm well aware of it, and I shouldn't dream of spoiling anything. But he does find time for me. Even more than your father did.
Father? Oh, for God's sake, I mean,
it's
you can't
compare. It's true, Charles. He left me alone an awful lot.
Well, he was a very busy man. His directorships and meetings?
Yes, and his clubs and friends. It couldn't be helped. But isn't it nice that now, at the very end of my life, I've found new interests and someone who cares, simply cares because he wants to. Aren't you pleased for me, darling?
Mr. Cooper!
That bloody stupid ref, madam, is given a penalty.
What does that mean?
Get a free kick at the goal. That white spot there, where that twit's putting the ball.
Bye, Bollocker!
Why don't they all get in the goal and stop it?
They can't, only the goalie's allowed.
But that's not fair. The goalie did nothing wrong.
Look, just watch, madam. Just watch. Just keep your fingers crossed.
Enjoying it, Mr. Cooper?
You know, madam, in a funny sort of way, I am. It sort of churns up your inside, doesn't it?
Oh, yes, it does.
I kept thinking about that picture. You know the one.
The Kandinsky.
Yeah. Funny, that. What happens now, then?
It's the interval. Would you like to go to the bar?
Well, I'm happy staying put if you are, madam. Let's go to a pub afterwards, eh?
Yes, let's. Much better. Do you know what I was reminded of? That beautiful batsman at Lord's scoring a four.
Well, I never.
Hey, the kids are going to love this, Dad.
I haven't had this engine out of its box since you and Rob were little.
I remember the rails all round the front room.
Yeah, I'll just give it a drop of oil here and there. It'll be going like a bird.
Dad?
Yes, son? Light as a fag, would you?
Sure.
What is it, then?
Well, now that Mum's out of the room...
Yeah?
She's getting a bit worried about you.
Me? Why?
You and this old lady. Here's your fag, Dad.
Oh. Well, what about her?
Well... Well, Mum's getting a bit jealous.
Jealous? 84?
Yeah, not that way. It's you spend so much time with her.
What, 10 hours a week? On the average,
yeah,
it
but
looks...
what you do, where you go and that. Mum feels that she's getting left out, you know.
Left out? She can come with us any time the old lady asks her. She doesn't want to. Enid, have you gone off your rocker?
What?
I was just saying, Mum, about, you know...
Oh, Donald.
You said Dad's supposed to look after the car, not Alice. You said it.
I didn't mean...
Oh, now, come on, love. Tell me. Don't bottle it up. What am I doing wrong?
Oh, nothing wrong, Len. It's just... Well, it's all sort of coming between us.
I'm doing my job, that's all.
What, art galleries and that?
Look, if your mother doesn't like it, I'll pack it in. Is that what you want, Ian?
No, Len. Just to be our chauffeur, that's all.
Oh, dear, dear. Love, she's very old. She can't last much longer if I can just cheer her up.
Feeling, Dad. I know what Mum means. Well, you can't explain it.
If I'm upsetting your Mum, you've got to explain. Look, because it upsets me.
No, Len, I don't want you to get...
Of course it does. Look at my hands shaking. Oh. I go all giddy.
I didn't mean to.
Men, stop saying such daft things. Come on, give us a kiss and stop being silly.
If I may say so, Charles, I think you're making a fuss about nothing.
Nothing? You don't know him, Hampton.
Don't know him? After 32 years? Cooper worked here...
He's manipulating my mother's affections. He's after her money. It's happened before with old ladies. Look, my mother listens to you. Tell her what I told you.
It's not for me to do.
Well, I can't say anything. She'd think I was doing it for my own ends.
She could be right.
Hampton, I'm responsible for her. I don't want her making a fool of herself.
Well, I know your mother. That's the last thing she'd do. And I am not changing my opinion of Cooper for you.
God save us. You're no bloody use at all, are you?
Have a good lunch, madam.
Thank you, Mr. Cooper. Yes, I did. I'm sorry I couldn't ask you. I was talking to my solicitor.
Madam, you're not supposed to take your chauffeur out to lunch anyway.
I will if I want to. At my age, I can do anything. I'm written off as eccentric. Oh, dear.
Feeling sleepy, then?
Too much wine, I'm afraid.
Nelly home. I'll make you a cup of tea.
Oh, Mr. Cooper, what would I do without you? Oh, those lovely trees. Look at them. If we could only have one season, I'd vote for autumn. How many more, I wonder?
No, no. You mustn't talk like that.
No, I must. Are you free on Friday?
Friday? Well, would it be evening, madam?
No, we'd be back by 6.
Oh, that's all right. We go out Friday evenings, you see, me and Enid. Always have done.
That's nice.
Where will we be going, then?
A house near Windsor. A friend of mine who died, Lillian. They're auctioning the contents. I'd like to get something of hers. She had such lovely things. It's so sad. Oh, there's a restaurant on the river. We could lunch there.
Thank you, madam. There we are, then.
Oh, by the way, that's for you, Mr. Cooper.
Me, madam? What is it?
Nothing much.
That's a big envelope for nothing much.
It's a little present. Open it later.
Madam?
In here, Mr. Cooper.
Madam, I said I'd get the tea.
You were so long, Mr. Cooper.
Madam, this envelope. I can't accept it. I really can't. I couldn't believe it. I've been sitting in the garage. It's very kind, but I can't take it.
Well, it's only a few shares.
5,000 quid's worth.
Oh, that's what I paid for them in 1952. My solicitor says they've appreciated. Do cash them if you care to.
I won't have them at all, madam. Not your shares.
I've lots more. Isn't sitting down wonderful?
You're not going to talk me round, madam. I'm not going to take these shares.
Mr. Cooper, you'll make me cross.
I don't want them.
What?
Well, people will get the wrong idea. What's your son going to say?
Charles, he'll understand.
He won't like it, madam. These shares should have been his when you...
Now, Charles and Muriel will be all right, Mr. Cooper. They won't miss what I've given you.
Madam, it's because it's me. Your son doesn't trust me.
Oh, what nonsense. Stop being silly, you silly man, and give me my tea. Oh,
sorry, madam.
Thank you. Now then, about next...
No, madam. I haven't finished. I'm sorry, but these shares...
Oh, for heaven's sake, Mr. Cooper. Must you embarrass me?
It's the only way I can thank you for giving an old lady a new lease of life. I'm very fond of you, Mr. Cooper. So there.
You're very kind, madam.
Very little, Mr. Cooper. You don't know how little it is. But I hope you're pleased.
Of course I am.
Well, so am I. It's what I want to do, and everyone else can be damned.
I don't know what to say.
Thank goodness. You've said enough that needn't have been said at all. Now, do drink your tea.
There's one more thing, madam.
Oh, dear. What now?
If I do keep the shares, can I give them to Enid?
Of course you can. Yes, if it pleases you, it pleases me.
Thanks very much, madam. I'll put them in a Christmas stocking.
You eat the whole lot, Muriel. It's her entire holding.
I know it is.
It's a small fortune by now.
I know, and it's all his.
Good God. Did Mother tell you?
Of course not. Her solicitor rang me. Mm. He's in a panic as well. He tried to stop her, but nothing would. Oh, give me a drink, Charles.
Oh, damn the drink. Well, I mean, why should her solicitor ring you?
I told him to, weeks ago. I said, if anything happened, let me know.
Well, he's no damn good now, is he? He should have told you at the start.
Oh, he's a useless little man. Professional etiquette or something. Her personal shares, nothing to do with Father's estate. All that nonsense. So what do we do now?
There's nothing we can do.
Oh, really, Charles?
The man's right. They were her property.
I'm blowed if I let that bloody Cooper get away with it. I said this would happen. But that's not all, either. Hmm? When she dies, he gets the car.
But the Bentley?
It's in her will.
But I wanted that.
A chauffeur. Can you believe it? I knew he'd get to work on her. He looks evil. Well, say something, Charles.
I've done what I can, haven't I? I talked to Hampton.
Oh, forget Hampton. He's useless, too. We've got to do something.
Oh, right. But like what?
Well, I don't know. Make Mother see sense somehow.
It's not going to be easy.
Well, of course it's not, stupid. Honestly, Charles, you're more useless than anybody.
Well, it sounds like your distributor.
Yeah. Look, give us that screwdriver, will you?
Yeah.
It's bloody cold out here, Rob.
Yeah, won't be long. Go in if you want.
No, that's okay. Rob?
Mm-hmm?
Has Mum talked to you at all?
What about
Dad and this old lady?
Oh, well, she never said Phyllis about it. I don't know.
Yeah, but what about Mum? She's fed up. Bloody Alice has taken over.
Oh, come on.
Mum feels she's got pushed out.
Well, she's indoors too much, she thinks too much. Everything gets blown up.
Hello, then.
Hello, Dad. Wasn't expecting you.
Well, I told your Mum I'd pick her up if I was back in time. Where is she?
Inside with Phyllis, putting the kids to bed.
Well, see you in a minute.
Been out with Alice, have you?
No, why?
Well, Mum thought you was. Where you been, then?
Wouldn't you like to know, eh?
Seen any of your old mates lately from the firm, I mean?
One or two. Down the pub.
They say anything to you?
What about?
You know, you and Alice.
Me and Alice? No.
They did to me. He's stuck on an old lady, they said. He's ponced off with a geriatric.
Did they?
I'm only telling you because it's what they're saying.
Listen, Donald. I'm not going to let an old lady down because of what people say.
Not even Mum?
I haven't let your mother down either.
Oh, no.
Since I started this job, I've seen more of her, and I've been with her more than ever.
Oh,
ever.
You're jealous.
My day's off, fishing and cricket and that. I don't do it no
well,
more.
Well, Mum's safe.
Listen, just you leave your mother to me, son. All right? Got any beer in the house, Rob?
Yeah. Pour us one. We're coming now.
Good lad. Come on then, Don.
Well, you see Mum first. She knows you've been with Alice. You better think up something to tell her.
You can tell her. Since 2 o'clock I've been sitting in a newspaper office talking to a sports writer.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Telling him all his stories of when I was a pro.
Smashing, Dad. Is he going to do it?
I've got a cheque for 200 quid in my pocket. The old lady put me up to it.
Alice.
Yes, Alice.
That bloody woman rules you, doesn't she, Dad? And don't hit me, because I'll hit you back.
Don't come off it, John.
Shut up, you.
I wouldn't hit you, son. I wouldn't waste my strength.
You ought to be bloody ashamed of yourself.
Have you ever been to an auction before, Mr. Cooper? The contents of a house, I mean.
No, madam. They go at a fair rate, eh?
Oh, it's so heartless. All those things Lillian gathered about her over years, all gone in a morning.
Well, she'd be glad you got some of them. More coffee, madam.
Have we time?
I must be there when they start again, the carpets and things.
But nearly half an hour.
Oh, splendid. Yes, please. Isn't this nice, Mr. Cooper?
What, the restaurant?
Everything. Our outing.
Very nice, madam.
I do wish your wife had come.
Yes, I did ask her.
She'd be loved Lillian's garden.
Can I smoke, madam?
Of course. I'm not a trial to you, am I, Mr. Cooper?
How do you mean?
My son thinks you must be greatly bored.
Does he?
The things I like to do. He was on the telephone again last night. I don't know why it worries him so.
And what did you say, madam?
I said, I think you're quite happy as we are.
You're right, madam.
I haven't been happier for ages. Aren't we lucky, Mr. Cooper?
Yes, madam. Aren't we?
When are you going to put the light out, Len? You know I can't sleep with it on.
Oh, sorry, love.
I'm tired if you're not.
I always feel a bit bouncy after we've been to the docks.
Well, I'm not.
Oh, sorry. Nice Chinese meal, that. Had a good lunch, too.
You said?
Yeah, restaurant by the river. Swans and that. I wish you'd have come with us, love. The old lady likes you.
I'm trying to sleep, Len. Do you still call each other Madam and Mr. Cooper?
Yeah. Why?
Silly.
I like it.
Puts you in your place, doesn't it?
No. Nothing like that.
You're as good as she is.
Wish I was.
Oh, I see. You're only good enough for me.
What's the matter, love?
Oh, never mind.
Enid.
I've made coffee, Mother.
I shan't be a moment. What made you call in?
I want to see the things you got at Lillian's.
They're on the table there. I haven't found homes for them yet.
Ah, aren't they pretty? So many.
I rescued what I could.
Come and have your coffee, Mother.
I will, dear. I must get through the first four bars somehow.
I'm on my way to the shop. Would you like to come?
I don't think so. There's nothing I want. Mr. Cooper's here, if I do.
Here now? I didn't see him.
He's in the garage. Waxing the car, I think he said.
Is that his car by the gate?
It's red and shiny.
Yes. Oh, was this jade box, Lillian?
All the things there were. There. Now I'll have coffee.
Aren't these glasses lovely?
Yes. And look at this. It's a sealing wax case.
Beautiful.
There's a darling little brooch somewhere in gold and diamonds.
I missed that.
It's here somewhere.
I didn't see it.
Oh, dear. I must have put it away without thinking.
No one's been in?
No.
Cooper?
Only for a minute, first thing. Oh, it'll turn up. Things find themselves like Bo Peep's sheep.
Mr. Cooper, good evening.
Oh, good Lord. Sorry, sir. There's nothing wrong, is there? Your mother, I mean.
No. Is your wife about?
She's having a bath. Do you want her?
No, just you, Mr. Cooper. Privately, don't you think?
Oh, come in, then.
I don't see any need. Just let me have it back.
Pardon?
You know perfectly well why I'm here, Cooper. Just let's get it over with.
Sorry.
The diamond brooch, Cooper.
Brooch?
The one you stole this morning.
Stole me?
Yes, my mother put it out on a table with some other things.
Yes, I helped.
An hour or so later, she couldn't find it.
Is she saying I stole it?
No, I am.
You're accusing me
of... I am trying to be reasonable, Cooper. I won't tell my mother or anyone else. Simply give me the brooch and some suitable excuse for terminating your employment. Well?
You want to search your house?
That's for the police, if necessary. Now, what about your car?
Okay. Here it is.
There you are, then.
Glove box first, I think. No, not there. Under the carpets. Oh, nothing.
Oh, dear. Perhaps you're getting warmer, though.
I'm glad you're amused. What about the rear seat?
Stuff down the back. I'll have a look. Yeah, there it is, look. Oh. Wrapped up in tissue, just as your sister left it.
My sister?
Yes, she put it there this morning. I saw her. I was in the garage.
Don't be absurd. Give it back to me.
No, sir. We'll take it to the police station.
What?
I haven't moved it, you see.
The police?
Fingerprints. She touched it last.
Oh, hell.
Nasty trick, if you ask me, sir. A bit crude. I'll leave the brooch in the house for your mother to find. You going now, then?
I'll keep you a minute, Phyllis, dear. I'm nearly finished. Oh, it's awfully good of you to come over like this on the hop.
What happened with Len exactly?
I'll kill that man, I really will. Days ago, Friday, I said we're doing the Christmas shopping. He says I never did, but I know I did. I've got to have help, haven't I?
Men forget these things.
Len doesn't. Except when it's that blessed woman.
Alice? I thought she was away.
She has been all week. Tomorrow she said she'd want fetching Saturday. And then this morning at 9 o'clock she rings up and says she wants to come back today. And off he goes. Never mind my shopping.
At least he left you the car.
There. That's done. I'll get my coat.
You seen Donald lately?
He pops in.
He's avoiding us. Him and Rob aren't speaking.
Oh, no. Why?
Oh, you know. All this about Alice. It's so silly taking sides.
Don always knows how I feel. Now, where's my bag?
He says he'll go to her house one of these days and tell them both what he thinks. He never will, though.
Right. You ready, Phyllis?
Fancy such weather in December.
Lovely, eh?
Lunch on the terrace. Who'd believe it?
There ought to be flowers out.
Hardly a leaf. All the prettiness is over. Only deadness and dying.
It's nearly three, madam. Time we were going.
Yes. Goodbye, house. Goodbye, garden.
See them again soon.
They've always meant summer to me. We spent every July and August here.
Think how lucky you were, madam.
Oh, yes, I was always aware of that. My husband messing about with the goldfish pond, the children running in and out. They haven't grown up at all as I expected. They want me to move down here.
It would be more restful for you.
Rest? I shall have all the rest I want quite soon enough.
Madam?
Hmm? Where are we?
You dropped off about Harrow. We're home again.
What's the time?
It's nearly six. I'll just see you in.
We will have a little drink, won't you?
Not this evening, if you don't mind, madam. It's Friday.
Friday? Oh, I forgot you and Enid.
We're going to the pictures. Another time.
Mr. Cooper... Please stay for one drink. Just one. It's a special occasion.
How do you mean, madam?
Well, it's why I asked you to come for me today. I was going to have a few friends in down there, but then... No, I thought I'd rather spend the evening with Mr. Cooper.
That's very kind, but you see...
It's my birthday. I'm 85 today.
Hello?
Hello, love. It's me.
Oh, you're back, are you?
I'm at Alice's. Could you come over?
We're going out.
Yes, but only to the pictures.
Len, it's Friday.
I know. We'll go tomorrow. Listen.
I want to go tonight.
Listen, it's her birthday.
You've been with her all day.
I didn't know till now. She wants to celebrate.
She wants. What about what I want?
Love, she's 85. She won't have many more. She wants you to join us.
No, thanks. You leave me all day. You say you'll take me out tonight.
Meet only once, love. You must understand.
All right. If you'd rather spend your time with her...
Oh, dear, dear.
Champagne, Mr. Cooper. Champagne.
Hey, that looks great.
And I made a few canapés and things.
I mustn't stay too long.
It's a very big bottle, madam.
Well, I've lots of years to celebrate.
Shall I do the honours?
Please. Did you ring Enid? Is she coming?
No, she can't manage it.
Oh, what a shame.
Stand by for liftoff.
Oh, a glass. Quick. There.
A toast, madam. Good health and happy days.
Thank you, Mr. Cooper. Oh, I feel so young again. Let's sit by the fire.
I haven't finished. Good health and happy days, and thanks for all your kindness.
Thank you, Mr. Cooper, for all yours. Cheers.
Cheers. That's nice.
I put some cigarettes in that box there.
Thank you, madam.
Charles and Muriel think I'm still in the country. They sent me nice cards. I suppose I ought to ask them round.
Perhaps you ought, madam.
But I don't want to. Besides, they make me prickly lately. They don't mean to, of course. Perhaps it's me.
Or me, madam.
Oh, no. They appreciate you very much. They're always saying so. Enid doesn't mind, does she?
Mind?
You and I being such good friends.
No. No, she's pleased.
People can be so funny.
How do you mean?
So envious. Envious of one's other friendships.
Yes. It's funny.
I'm ready for another glass, Mr. Cooper.
That was very good, madam.
I'm pretty too. I must always have champagne when I play. And now I want some more.
We're close to finishing this bottle, madam.
Never mind. It's lovely. I wish we could dance. Oh, it's worth being 85 for such bliss. I don't mind dying anymore. Visitors. How exciting.
I'll go.
Ask them in. We'll open another bottle. I want to float on champagne to eternity. I'm such a happy woman. Come in, whoever you are.
Enid, it's nearly 9 o'clock. You know that, don't you?
I'm sorry, I'll have to just leave
you. You won't.
Hey, Enid, come here.
Enid, come in, my dear.
I'm coming. I've something to say to you, madam.
Have some champagne.
Just what do you think you're up to?
Enid.
You shut up. You're drunk.
Don't be cross, Enid. We're having a lovely time.
You always are, you two.
Oh, Enid.
Just take no notice, madam.
She'd better. I'm your wife, not her.
Will you stop it, Enid?
She's here all the time. I don't matter.
Please, don't say so.
I told you to shut up, Enid.
Don't you touch me.
I really don't understand.
Your son does. He's not stupid.
My son.
Enid, I'm warning you.
Leave me alone. I heard him when he called that evening.
Don't say anything.
What does he want, Enid?
He wants to get rid of you. So he ought. I hope he does.
Ah, Mr. Cooper!
I've never done it before. I can't help it. It was the first time I've ever done that. I never heard such a thing. Come here, Enid. What's wrong with you? What is wrong with liking someone? Can't you take yourself? You think that there's nothing nasty in it? It's all aggro. You've got no room. No room for loving it. Oh,
Len!
Mr. Cooper!
Oh, Len!
Mr. Cooper! Oh, quick, an ambulance. The telephone, quick, there.
It's all over, Mother. There's no more.
I want to watch to the end. You go on.
I'll have a word with Muriel.
What did she say?
I'll take her back to my place, don't you think?
Or mine, whatever she wants.
Excuse me. On your son. Yeah. Mum says, would you like to come back with us, for a cup of tea?
Oh, well. Muriel?
Well, it's very kind. Yes, is my mother going?
Mum's going to ask her.
Alice, would you like to have some tea with us?
What people do to people.
Alice?
Mother, dear, what would you like to do?
I'd like to stay here a little while.
But there's no point. Yes. Yes, I'll wait.
No. Go on. I'll stay here.
But, Mother, the car...
I'll manage. Please go. Please go. I want to stay. By myself. Only a little while, Mr. Cooper.
Joyce Carey played Alice, Harold Goodwin Len, and Pauline Letts Enid in Alice's Friend by Owen Holder. Charles and Muriel were played by David Goodison and Jean Trend. Donald and Robert by Spencer Banks and Stephen Garlick. Phyllis and Mr. Hampton by Teresa Stretfield and Owen Holder. The pianist was Neil Roden, and the play was directed by Ian Cotterill.